So we need to roll call, please.
Hold on, hold on.
So everyone's present? Two people? Great, okay, so 25 are present. Guys, before we start our meeting, I want to do a little bit of silent support on last week. This past week, there will be, there's a couple of for others right now. Thank you. Okay, so I want to start with the microphone. If any members of the community may want to address the assembly, feel free to come up with the microphone. Anyone? With that,
I just want to say I appreciate you.
I appreciate it all. With that, we'll close the microphone. That was supposed to be a good job, my bad. okay, before we do the new member of the office, Dale has an answer. About that.
So I believe that Osai is the only member here who has not done an oath of office. So Osai, when he does, and then John is going to be doing the oath of office.
I also think you accepted. I just guessed it. Can you raise your right hand? I'll just repeat after you. In view of the trust and support of the community as vested in me, as well as my personal sense of honor, I, your name, do solemnly affirm on this, the 23rd day of March in the year 2012, on the 5th and the 5th day of October, to fulfill my responsibilities as a student and representative, I will engage in open and honest debate in a process where I am guided by truth and fairness. I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals. If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process. I will seek out most effectively the interests and concerns of the student body, address the issues of my fellow students, and strive to improve the quality of life and outcome for all students. And so sorry.
Okay, so the next thing that we're going to have to do is confidentiality forms. The way the buyback process works is that sometimes boards have specific numbers or information that they can't share with the entire Cornell community, but that members of the assembly need to know in order to properly allocate funds to them. So some of us have already signed confidentiality forms, but a lot of us haven't. What I'm going to do is read off the names of everybody who still needs to sign the form, and then pass the forms left and right. And we're all going to take 2 minutes to make sure that everybody has signed the forms. It's one of the orgs that we'll actually review today as we buy the confidential information from meeting packets, which you are not allowed to do if you do not sign the forms. So TJ Ball, Alex Chowdhury, Renee Cornell, Maroon Davida, Osai E, Dave Kaufman, Savannah Lynn, Tristan M, Alec Martinez, Marco P, Jesse Pollard, Christopher Scott, J1S, Dara T, Myra B, Ian Wallace, Joseph Anderson, Don Brown, Travis Cabell, Sonia Bernal, Kiana Early, Miraj K, Dustin Liu, and Elena Lane. All of you, please take one of these forms and sign.
Even if you signed it, if you don't have it on file,
Becca, you probably signed it in the appropriations committee. If your name was not right, we have one for you on record, which means either you signed it or someone else signed it for you. If you think that happened, please do your talk. Once you're done, I'll come around and collect them.
Hey, how are you?
And data will be open for lunch. So those are hours. yes, it will be open to everybody. Regular hours, several months.
Thank you. I'll definitely be going to the lighthouse. Alright, next, we'll be doing bylaw reports. Okay. We'll start with Cornell Martin. Alright guys, please give your attention to the game. Alright guys, so I'll try to make this go as quickly as possible. So on Monday, the appropriations committee convened in filing applicants. First applicant that we reviewed was Cornell Martin. Yes. One of your agenda. You'll see our recommendation. They requested $2. The appropriations committee decided to continue funding them $2. Actually, want to specifically call this organization out for having one of the best presentations that we've seen this year. And in the and in the rationale, we specifically include advice that they consider applying for more funding. So, does anyone have any questions about Cornell Minds Matter?
No,
we can't do that. You'll have to wait until next week.
Why do we have to wait till next week?
The charter says so. Motion to close the session. Can we have a motion? Can we have a motion to the table? Second? Okay, but you have a need a set? By unanimous consent, this has been completed. Next is ECO. Okay, so ECO, we also continue ECO, ECO is the Cornell Environmental Collaborative. Like Cornell Minds Matter, they didn't apply for an increase in funding, and the Appropriations Committee essentially unanimously recommended continuing the funding level. We're really impressed with their progress. They had very clear financials. The only thing that we were that was a little bit unclear because I don't think they needed exactly how many dollars versus the state request. But otherwise, really good application.
Point of privilege, if anybody finds any extra packets near them, some people still have not found their needed packets, so just hold those up in the air.
Alright, thing that was said, let's continue. Favorite bikes? Okay, so yeah, so there's a lot to discuss here. So firstly, I issued two separate decisions from the appropriations committee. There's a public decision and there's a confidential decision. The reason is because in Bidwell Bikes filing application, they designated all of their financial information to be confidential. And so out of respect for that, we have to essentially convene in a closed session to deliver the information. The reason for that is because the service provider for Big Red Bikes, Zaxter, has a special contract with Big Red Bikes right now, and so they don't want that in terms of the contract, such as the amount of money, the cost, getting out. So that's why that's more confidential. So that's just right off the bat. You'll see in your agenda packet, you'll see a really long decision. That's the confidential decision that all SA members get to see. But that's not a public decision. The public decision is the shorter one that you can ask out. So is anyone unclear just on why there are two decisions that say slightly separate? No. Okay. So then the next thing that I'm going to do is essentially ask that we move into the executive session specifically for me to field questions about from the assembly about the financials or the reasoning that was in this packet. If you don't have questions, I guess that's fine. But if we are going to actually discuss this program, let me
you need to do it in a closed session. But we can't make any votes in a closed session. So, yeah, they don't
vote. What would you be voting on?
Yeah, I mean, so we can't vote on an allocation in a closed session. We're not allowed to do that. We have to vote in public, in an open session. That's a requirement in the charter. The closed session is specifically just to go over information that is confidential. So, yeah, that's.
Can we just move this to the end of the agenda so everyone can come to me? Can I give a motion to do that?
Motion to what?
Okay.
Second, we just play down this one sec. All right, another sec. We'll do that. All right. Thank you, Dave. Our next is business of the day. Sarah? Okay, so I think we all know what this is. Unfortunately, it was discovered that we essentially have rules that supersede this charter bylaws. Really be able to do anything. So right now our charter reads in Article 4, Section 8, Clause E, any student assembly member, including the vice president for public relations, which essentially opens to our vice president. Must submit a mass message, email, advertisement, press release, etc. to the executive board for approval. The executive board may approve a message by majority vote.
Can you speak up there?
The executive board may approve a message by majority vote, and the vote may be conducted by email. The email records must be saved. So right now, our rules are written so that if any student assembly member, including the executive board members, want anything posted electronically as a public statement before it is passed as a resolution, all that would have to happen would that there would have to be a majority vote of the executive board. What we'd be putting into the bylaws would not be able to supersede that. So the rules where we have 4 or 5 members of the E board vote for something, then it's still on the board of the SA for approval, the bylaws would not have to do that. So I think that we should just table this indefinitely. Of course, we will take questions from all people, I'm sure Ruth and Sarah would as well. And for the rest of this year, the executive board will still operate under the assumption that, of course, Sarah is posting advertisements for things the SA is doing. We won't send that to the whole assembly for approval. But if there are any statements that we feel like are important, that we would be speaking on behalf of the whole assembly, we would still send that to the entire assembly for approval. And we would set clear parameters for
It's likely that you would incorporate the parameters that were stated in this proposal. So if you have any suggestions, because we can't actually put this into bylaws, if you have any, we should probably open up a discussion of the parameters that you want us to operate under in terms of at what point in time it's reasonable for something to be sent out.
All right, on the speakers list, the first on the speakers list is Kyle.
What happens when the executive board can't come to a decision as to whether that goes out? Does the greater student assembly ever have any say as to, you know, what if there's a disagreement between the exec and the vice president of the student assembly?
Okay.
I think functional one, we still want to do this, and I guess for our assembly, we just can't put it in our bylaws and violate our charter unless we want to change our charter, but like that would happen with the other. So we still want to function under these rules, but just don't want to put it in our bylaws.
And so I just made your point about like if there's any disagreement, like because there's a disagreement, that's why I go to the SA as a whole.
So it would go to the
Yeah.
So the way the rules are written is that if a majority, it would only, we would have to agree to send it to the whole essay. So if a majority votes yes, you get to post it, unless the majority votes that will post it after sending it to the whole essay. If there's a disagreement where it fails an exec, or a minority of exec, or doesn't pass it, then the only way that a statement can be posted is if the entire essay is posted and returned to the exec, which could happen at the next regular scheduled meeting. Which I could, you might say that's a long time, you go on Saturday and you don't want to post this. You could also continue sending new edit statements to exec. So if exec doesn't vote on something, or exec votes no on something, I don't think we're going to say, oh, well, we just didn't like it. I think we'll say, we won't approve this right now because of this. And you can either edit it or you can try to overturn it at the next essay. But that would mean that three or fewer exec members liked it or didn't like it.
Just like to emphasize, like, Bob, like the whole reason that we can't do this is just because of like democracy, but like we would primarily be operating under the same assumptions as this. Like there is a very, 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 very high likelihood that if there is any sort of coming from the center that's not a marketing push, we would likely be taking that to greater centers rather than making that vote on exact.
Thank you. Becca?
So my question has to do with if, let's say, we do two terms a vote for the entire assembly and I am vehemently against something in the statement that is like, published, is there a way for us to like include something that says that I don't support it because I don't want my name, like, you put out something about Israel and Palestine. I was personally against it and everyone connected to it. I was fine with student assembly releasing it, but I would want my name specified that I wasn't in support of that because I am associated with
the assembly. So I think we will do our best to follow the spirit of our actions that's written here in this resolution, where we will vote on something that every single member has voted and 2/3 of voting yes. Now, I really think in the way that the rules are written, the way assemblies work, that if every member votes and 2/3 of the members vote yes, then it never gets something that controversial to the state.
And like, if you go back to thinking about how we pass resolutions in general and like recommendations, like, it's passed by the assembly as a whole, it's not passed by the individuals. So, like, even if something that only requires a majority vote passes with that majority, it's still considered as like coming from the assembly. It's like thinking about panels, like not necessarily, it wasn't like everyone wanted everybody, right? But like that was something the student assembly could do. And so like we can have a discussion about what we want to do regarding that, but as it is, this is how the assembly operates, and it'll be a separate method by which the assembly
stuff. Yeah, I mean just like on like Facebook,
I
don't really know if
just because like the last time I like after you posted something, other assembly members posted a response to the assembly saying I'm against it, so I was divided.
So that's like your own prerogative. But also like just to go back to this, like as they were saying, it's a 2/3 majority of all seated assembly members. Within a 36-hour period. And that's what we'll be operating against, even though that's not like specifically instituted in bylaws, just because of time.
It really isn't good when that happens. And so we want this to work where no assembly member feels like they have to say that the words of the student assembly were voted on by them. And not like what the representatives did, I understand that was okay from them, so that happened at one time. But we want to make it so that never happens. Where you never feel like it makes sense for you to say, I can't support this. Because once it goes out, it is supposed to be the words of the assembly, and it's supposed to have power because that's what it is to the assembly.
Yeah, and I'm just going to apologize also because that's the executive's fault at that time. We rushed it and we recognize that it's our fault. You should have my name. My fault, sorry, Gabe. I don't want to respond to it. Next speaker is TJ.
So just quick point of clarity, if someone from exec were to introduce a statement,
person, Don Zach, as well as just like two other people. Wait, did you need to speak to the mic? Yeah, sorry. So if we had three people and Zach, and one of them said decided to write a statement, and they got like two of the friends and also Zach to approve that statement, could each have like three people?
Yeah, but it would be the reason that like that's the thing is so I can like make Facebook events and like other things that I really don't all get involved in, but like presumably if something is serious as like the last season happened, we would want to talk to one. Because yeah, I would be comfortable writing something on behalf of all of us without talking to other siblings.
I guess.
So like I understand your question and like this is a partner change, but this isn't something we can do right now. And like that's the whole discussion that we're having. Like, we can't institute this is because it would require charter change, and I think that has to be done next semester. But that's why, like, this policy, even though it's going to be tabled indefinitely with like a 99% certainty, like, this is what we will be operating through. Like, this is what we can assume. And, like we don't have we really don't have a choice on changing anything right now, like, structurally, but like, we can. That we will operate under these assumptions, and like, just I hope we can have a good faith that will follow from that. That's all we promise.
And it, since the majority of the six members, it would require four total votes. And so, since Maroon and I are vowing to stand by these rules, and if increasingly powerful statements that get passed by executive that people, you'll know that it is the four of them. Maroon and I are not.
Thank you for that clarification.
Can I chat? If you're new and you're really confused, you could back up. There was a Facebook post that it was very contentious. Now I'm trying to figure out a procedure for the future.
Is it a point of information?
Yeah. Okay. So, quick question. So who is supposed to be writing every statement? So I think that'll weigh into like what TJ asked. If it's somebody on exec always voting for it, like is that in the bylaws? Is there certain designated people? Or are we gonna write into that like if certain people feel some type of way about an issue, then they'll be the ones responding to it? So like is there a formal procedure for that?
There is no formal procedure. How it's written in the charter, which is actually really cool. We'll go to the back of the binders, thanks to Pam, we now find all four of the SA's governing documents. And if you want
not election moves.
Not election moves, I'm sorry. Those are in resolution form. So if you go to page 8 of 24 of the charter, you will find that it says any student assembly member, including the VP of PR, must send a pass messages. So it's written that any member has the right to write a message. We can set our own procedures in the future for certain messages. Obviously, anything that isn't powerful statement. Sarah needs that. Anyone has to do posting things on the Facebook page about student assembly events, notifying the community about resolutions. Sarah does have a lead on that because she is external affairs. Anyone else, though, if it's a specific issue, I think in the future we'll try and set a formalized thing where we'll say, these students are working on it. All student assembly members be aware. If you'd like to help out, please let those members know. Won't happen in the future where it's essentially unknown who's working.
So, like, it's great that you guys are all asking these questions, but I think, like, what's more pertinent is the actual, like are you guys comfortable with 2 years majority of all student members? Like, are you guys comfortable with the 36-hour period? Because regardless of what you want to do right now, you can't actually change anything in the structure because that would require a charter change. But what we can do is have a discussion about the procedures that you have in front of you, which is that 2/3 vote of all student members and the 36-hour period.
Hey, thank you. By the way, did you have a follow-up question? Oh, no, because I want everyone to know that I gave everybody one follow-up question. Or not question, but comment. Let me see, what's the okay. Let's see again.
So I'm wondering about the 36-hour period. Just like the 36-hour for the resolution just after. So just as I guess I'm in the background, something happens.
Yeah, so the way that it would work would be you would have to have all seated members of the assembly vote, and so that includes no votes, and then once 2/3 of those of the seated members vote yes, then when that message can be sent out, and that can be done before the 36-hour period if all the votes are in. But then if not all the votes are in, and there's still at least a regular or two-thirds majority, then it can be sent out at 36 hours.
And then all.
But if there's just one assembly person who we can't contact, then we'll be posting it until after 36 hours.
You would have to wait for 36 hours.
Okay, next, Myra.
Hi. I'm really glad that we found this in the charter because I was really concerned. I had a lot of qualms with this resolution, namely the giving executive committee the full power. I think that it's necessary in these conversations to bring up that the SA in the past, particularly the executive committee, which has, I think, been tasked by the community and by other members of the assembly who have internally elected them, they have essentially a lot more responsibility to respond to things. And I wanted to specifically name that after the incident at the LLC, he did not make a statement. And after the summer, when a trans, black trans woman of color was murdered in college, he did not make a statement. So I just wanted to make sure that that it's clear who has this responsibility, and that in the future someone is held accountable, or people are held accountable, because I think often we put the burden on exec, and correct me if I'm wrong, I also put the burden on exec, because I think it's in the past, like Matt and Julia last year, and Jordan were the ones who used to put the statements, and they did a pretty good job, they, within hours of something happening, they had a statement. And we kind of dropped the ball this semester, and that's not something that we should be doing, and we should be keeping up with what's happening, and just someone needs to be held accountable for timely statements.
And so one more that will be our main concern of others.
Actually, I'm really happy about this because I think this is a conversation we need to be having, like what the right line is and what we should be. Like, what is the right line between a Facebook post and, like, this sort of sense of body thing? Because, like, if it's a summer and we are all in different places, and we can't actually pass this into the body, how far can we go in posting something on behalf of the student assembly without actually talking to the student assembly? Good question for, like,
I think my question is, she was in Kenya during the summer, and she had...
It's not like a me excuse that thing, it's like, oh, what should
we... I'm just saying.
What's our bright lines between, like, at what point should we decide that this is something we should pass the sense of body about and then post, or just, like, post about us?
I see. This is Matt.
So we internally elect exec, and then the EPP and President Kirk elect to the student body. So in my opinion, like, they should have the authority to correct the statement and get it from themselves, because, like, that's the best thing to do. It's part of the reason why we elect. My opinion.
So, like, I appreciate your affinity for exec and, like, your confidence in us, but the reality is that we don't have relationships that all the other student assembly members have with every single member of the community. And, like, I can confidently tell you that, like, I have better relationships with certain communities than other communities, and I don't feel comfortable drafting a statement by myself or, like, one other person, and then saying you members of all the student assembly. But I think that that's why we want to gather the entire student assembly.
Thank you. Mrs. Child.
I have two things. One, I do think 36 hours is really long. I think 24 hours is, like, perfect to give people the time to do things, but after 36 hours, then I think, like, the momentum is kind of lost and we're just late to the meeting. And two, I think we need to have a point person to
direct like the statements, because I'm not gonna lie, for the incident that happened in Culture, I was looking for Sarah, but I couldn't find Sarah. And I think like I understood you were like out of town and things like that, but I do think that we need to take more like responsibility on ourselves. Like I'm not putting the burden on the tech to write it, but there's someone that says, okay, this statement needs to be written, when should we have it by, and when should we do the vote, how are we gonna do the vote? Because one thing's like we're looking to leadership, but there will be leadership there.
I think for the future, right, that we finally have a communications committee. So I think if Sarah, that's just an action point. So once something's settled down, can you
writing stuff on behalf of the student assembly?
No, just as like a point of contact if you're up with it. Like, don't you know what
I mean?
I don't
think she can ask me that
better.
So just like based off the fact that like we're all humans and like there'll be times that we can't access our devices, like it might be beneficial to like just bring this to exec as a whole. Like exec has an email, like every member of exec, like you have their Facebook, you have their like Slack channel, and like, message them directly and ask us for our phone numbers. But what I'm trying to say is that like you don't have to like if Sarah can't answer it, like she should be like the primary person in contact, or like if she can't like reach her phone at that time, like it might be beneficial to just message her status. And we can have this discussion in general.
Yeah, I just think we should clarify like it was stuff as serious as this was functionally like writing a sense of the body and then posting it on Facebook. So it should
like, I'm not surprised, but like, I really think people should be involved. At least, like, I'd like to talk to people before anything gets started. In 36 hours, if every single member votes, it goes out before the 36 hours. What the 36 hours is supposed to do is give every single member a chance to make a statement. Like, we're not individual politicians posting these on Facebook pages responding to the men. We are a body, a representative body. I don't think there's ever a time that we have to respond within 2 days. There's a time where as individuals we should respond, we should work with community members. So when something is written, it should be certain that it represents the voice of the entire representative body. And that body should have a chance to actually put those words that they want into the exact form that they should be in. And then to make sure that every member has a chance to give input on those words.
You hold that motion. Oh, no, there's no other side that's in that one. That's a marker, right?
I'd just like to reiterate the whole, because I think that there isn't that a long time.
About
the
sleep closure.
Yeah, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Okay, cool. Yeah, just because I feel like these things don't happen often, thankfully, but when we do happen, I think that it's important that we, like, you know, like, come together as, like, of representing the student body, and I think that 36 hours is like too much time. I think that 24 hours, I mean, like when these events do happen, I think they, you know, like if something happens that requires a statement, it's important enough for us to like drop what we're doing for at least a couple of minutes and either drag the statement written by Sarah or anybody else and then, like revise and vote on that. And I think that those 12 extra hours are like unnecessary because we really should be putting in like our extra time when people. And also, this is a question, is there any way to formalize, like, I guess just like a falling down of like, if it's like Sarah's job to write the statement and then like if not, then it's like it's that, because I do think that it's important to have that in order, because I mean, having said that you guys don't have as many connections, I think that as it's like important, you guys should have the most connections out of all of us, because you know, you guys were elected for that position, and if Sarah, for whatever reason, you can't
that, yeah, so I'm just going to respond to that. Yeah, so if Sarah's not available, you could just literally Facebook decision page or email me or anyone on WhatsApp, and then you can do each other, right? So that should be
Honestly, if we're drafting something like this, can you just have a conversation in like the public Slack or like the general Slack? Because like I remember last time, like someone told me to do something and people are just very confused about everything that's going on. If we just make all the channels as open as possible, I think that's the best thing to do. Also, just to clarify, regarding, like, I mean, in these instances, like, especially cases, I think we should have some complete outline, like in these emergency scenarios. But if anyone wants anything close to general, like you can still just write something or like just hit me up and then I can just pass it.
I think it's also important to recognize that like these statements don't come out in a matter of minutes. Like the people that put time for the last statement that I made put in like hours and hours. Like there's a lot of effort put into that. So it actually does take time and it's a process that it is quite a process.
Can I respond?
Yeah. I think it's important that it does happen like quickly because I mean like honestly I was disappointed like I was to be on with the essay was like because BSU's and LAL's like statements when the incidents happened were quicker and demonstrated more solidarity than that of the essay that took much longer and was more emotionally detached.
Would anyone feel comfortable having the meeting so that like drafters of the previous statement so that like we can provide a little more context for this? Yeah? Okay. Are you? What? I just wanted, like, I'm doing it to try out so that we can get it. Alright, well, okay. So, the point that I was making is that, like, these statements don't take, like, 20 minutes to develop. Like, they take a significant amount of time. You have to get community. It took about 8 hours. Like you have to like take into account all the different perspectives. You have to come up with the message. You have to come up with the argument for what you're saying, and like the reasons behind that statement, right? And it's a lot different when you represent a constituency. You represent the students on this campus. We have a ton of different perspectives when we're making a statement, and we have to ensure that we are attacking any decisions indirectly or directly. And we have to make sure that we're providing support. At the same time, and it's not an easy process.
I agree. It did take us like 8 hours to have that statement, but I think even with 8 hours, 24 hours is still enough time to give people to happen at 8 hours. I think it's too long. And also, I think the reason why it took us so long to write the statement is because of how big it was. It not was like and I'm not saying that expecting this to happen anymore because you can know what's exact nowadays, but I think that like other statements it might be lesser of
So I definitely understand that perspective, but even like with like the threat to end DACA and then trying to actually end DACA, like there might be time for that. There is time that I'm going to those statements. Right. And like personally, like I was called upon to write a statement of my own, and that took me like 2 hours to develop my own. And that was for me as an individual. That wasn't like the center, that wasn't me representing, like that wasn't like on behalf of all the students, that was on behalf of me. And I don't feel comfortable saying that it would take like a minute to write a statement.
Okay, one of the numbers in which is again, what side?
Personally, I think 36 hours is great, but you need to balance it. I think 36 hours is great because you need to balance having a good statement versus producing it in a timely manner. And, you know, if you just half-ass a statement, you can't take that back. So writing a good statement that's representative of the community is definitely important because if you put out a statement that's bad, you know, you can retract all you want, but it's still there. So the 36 hours is definitely important in trying to reduce that down to 24 hours, you know, that increases the chance of incidents like these happening again.
And this was actually debated in Texas. Certain members advocated 24 hours, other members advocated 48, and 36 was the compromise that we came to. But once again, this is why we're having this discussion, and I think that we should table this soon and maybe discuss this more on the October meeting on Sunday or over time. This 36-hour report not passing, this is not where this point. This is just going to be what exactly is following as a template for how we do things so that there is a policy within someone that numbers don't know what I'm saying. We give everybody a chance to read it, every member a chance to vote. If it gets 2/3 and not all members voted, we'll still publish that. Thank you.
Thank you. Jesse. Alex?
So I just want to make some context for why you're dead here. All of you guys here don't know like why this actually came in place. So,
there was equivalent to a sensitive body, and as you learned from the elementary, that's not exactly what's all, that's the vertex resolution. Okay, well, we have vertex resolutions, and one of them is a sensitive body. So, it doesn't necessarily, do anything in terms of, pass specific legislation, or, try to call upon someone else to do something, which is a sense of us as a body, and that's what you're essentially doing, that we would just so, it was contentious, it was really long and fantastic, but there were two paragraphs that were contentious and caused some backlash, and then we actually edited, and the whole thing was kind of just a mess, especially because we didn't have specific procedures to deal with something like this, so we're just trying to lay it out and have something like this comes again so we can.
Was that essentially what happened was we voted on this within 15 minutes, and so on top of that, it wasn't a significant proportion of the assembly was able to present a significant portion of the assembly was able to comment on it and make recommendations, but not the entire assembly as a whole, and that's something that we want to allow.
How many members actually took place in the vote?
All right. Close question. It was around, I remember that, Alex. Yeah, so it was around, I believe 12 people in favor and 3 against.
If you wanted to actually just point out some article about how terrible you were at the time,
it actually is a thing. Quorum is. Now we have 28 members.
Quorum is right now 15.
15 members now. Yeah.
So I think it's where that happened again. Hopefully we could just meet and talk about how we're going to maybe talk about it, figure out what we want to do, and then write something and send out, and then get a vote on it. I think it's just you have things we don't know what to do. It was maybe we're going to talk to a bunch of random people, And I think the bigger problem was that we didn't know I don't know if that was a question, but if we're going to see someone we have the student assembly, we should know the perspective of the student assembly. And it was just people who were willing to begin at 8 hours for anything, it was very
simple. Motion to table.
Second.
There's no second, any dissent? Is there any dissent? The body of others consent. Well, I agree with that. Next, we're going to new business. Myra? Alright guys, the speakers you have to have.
So we have two main points here. One is about universities investing transparency, another one is on investment responsibility. We're asking that the Board of Trustees investment committee regularly disclose the university's renewable energy investments as snapshots, in its already existing quarterly reports. To increase endowment investment transparency, as well as for the Board of Trustees to either pursue the STARS investment metric by creating a committee on investor responsibility, or work with the President's Sustainable Campus Committee and the Senior Leaders Climate Action Group, or on the Climate Action Plan, which is FEMA's public commitment to carbon neutrality by 2035. To
actively improved Cornell's STARS rating investment metric, which is only 0.13 out of a potential 7 points, despite the fact that we had an exceptional score on the rest of the ratings.
Okay, thank you guys. Becca?
So my question is, what do you guys think is exactly going to accomplish? Have you talked to anyone on board of trustees and have talked to Dustin? Any, like, board of trustees realistically see this as a sale? Have you reached out to anyone to see if this is a viable recommendation?
Right, so these figures have already been disclosed by the president of the board of trustees. So the board of trustees clearly do have a willingness to disclose about investments in energy related businesses. You would just have to regularize that process to receive that information on a regular basis. If you are existing willingness to disclose those figures, I think that would be very receptive to this ask.
Just to add to that point, there was a meeting with Dustin who talked about how this resolution will go forward and if it's for this. And essentially, as Chris just said, it's a matter of communication and transparency. These numbers are readily available. Administration has it, and it's not to be able to come there into this.
And this version of the resolution was passed before we went through it again and made some amendments. So I'd like to put those out there for you, and if we could, and Max wants to send it out to the SM administrators to members. Yes. All right, if they should. On line 35, motion to amend to after whereas, as of April 2017, and then on line 36, after 68.49, comma, down from our previous score of 70.05. And then on line 44, after renewable investment figures, at and universities, purposeful increase of the STARS investment metric. And then on line 48, strike include and replace with disclose all. And then on line 51, add be it further resolved that the Board of Trustees make a concerted effort to improve Cornell University's STARS investment and finance rating. And directly after, be it further resolved that as part of this effort, Cornell pursues the investment disclosure and Committee on Investor Responsibility credits as described by the STARS program by creating a committee or adding a charge to an existing.
Point of information.
Yes.
Wait, Mary, did you finish?
No.
And
then on line 52, after the VHR resolved, the executive, or that the executive committee of the president's sustainable campus committee, and the senior leaders of climate action group coordinate with, and then board trustees. And then on line 57, after board of trustees, at comma, the president's sustainable campus committee, comma. And that's it.
Did you say?
No. Oh, yeah. We have no one on the speaker's side. that? Okay, so. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're voting on the amendment. Yeah, so all those in favor of this amendment, raise your clap, please. Well, I mean, this is clearly a majority, even the best. All right, now we'll go back to the discussion on the actual resolution for the amendment. Yeah, I mean, everything was recorded, so. All right, can I do it? So first, this section was really like put out infrastructure form, but then there's this other as well, and we had a meeting with John Clark, right? Originally, we changed it enough and made it more about the STARS, which is the sustainability tracking assessment of data system that uses to like measure sustainability with other practices. So the amendments that we just added make it a more actionable resolution than put out the sustainability office. This is just a point of information. This is important to make that sound like it's like, oh, that's the question. Oh! I get confused all the time. It's okay. So essentially our Americans make it more about an actual item than the that's it. Thank you for that information. So next on the speakers list is Jake.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the last time something that was also going through the UK was going on by the SA, I abstain, because I abstain on things that go through the UA. I just want to let you guys know that I'm going to abstain on this. The reason is because I'm going to be chair of the UA, and this is also going through the UA, and not because I am supporting the resolution.
Yeah.
These are actually not as profitable as like fossil fuel investments, and obviously animals and shit, so that's not true. But more than that, like sustainable investments actually have been doing super well. So I'm like very excited to see this, and I look forward to like, the progress with folks that you know they get.
Thank you so much.
Hi, thank you. Elsa.
Yeah, I actually think this resolution is great. But I have one question. My group forward says the regular publication of the Exponential Renewable Investments. What is regular, like once a year, like once every 7 years? And my second question is on line 49, where you want board trustees to include this on your other delegate portal on some other publicly accessible platform. I feel that language is somewhat ambiguous because theoretically it can publish on any platform you want.
So the board of trustees investment community regularly discloses this information in their quarterly reports, which is 4 times a year. Does that answer your question? Okay.
Jesse. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to say, because I know that we deal with a few new members, this isn't exactly a question, I'm sorry, but to kind of respond to Becca's comment about passing the resolution without doing too much discussion beforehand, the SA has every right, and it's in our charter, that we can request information. So not in purple, we're requesting that they give it to the future, but for the present, when we request information, if President Pollack and the board of trustees don't want to give it to us, they also still have to go into the effort to explain why we need to do it. This is really one of the best parts of shared governance, is the requesting of information and seeing how that works out. And what we can do in the future to actually get the President Moss can't just say no wrong. And I also want to thank the sponsors so much for making the amendments in the email they just sent such a clear format, because that helps all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Next is
yeah, this is just an incredible resolution. It has a lot of detail into it. I'm glad that you guys put so much effort into this, and it's like crazy to see how just in recent years, like, we've moved from a stars rating down from 170 to 68. And so that's really unfortunate. And so with that, I'm going to motion to vote. Per motion to move the business of the day.
Second. Yeah, so. So we need 2/3 vote to move us to this today. 3/5. Okay, 60%. All right. So I just need to decide. All those in favor, please raise your buttons. We're not voting on this. We're moving this into this today. All right. This is obviously 60%. So this is now this is the day. We'll have a new motion to vote. Motion to vote. Second. And decide. Okay,
the president's already inviting
like she's your regular provider of information in various levels to student groups and sponsors pass tested like resolutions. So like the alternative would be us emailing her every 3 or 4 months to ask for this figure. But that's having the trustees directly disclose that is a much more direct and publicly accessible way of having that communicated. And that's different than like a few individuals just like emailing her or meeting her and getting that information. Part of the importance of the resolution is that this is not public disclosure, so the trustees have to overcome all their investments in reputable businesses, if that makes sense. So this is just one way to learn more about it, more transparent.
Any dissent? I say yeah, we'll go to voting. How much are we doing? 50%, okay. All those in favor, raise your hand. Yes. Who is that live? All those against? Becca, do you?
Sorry.
Okay. Any abstentions? About me too. I traditionally abstain by virtue of the position. So I'm not against it. By vote of 24-2, it passes. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And for the first time in a while, this is a very interesting meeting we've got. Oh, shit, okay. Okay. We'll go back into the other lights. Thank you, guys. Guys, take a seat. Both sides of the country. Becca? I really enjoyed that discussion. Just saying. All right, guys, take a seat. All right, guys.
So before we move to the executive session, I just want to say I'm required to do this. So the next time the appropriations begins, we're going to be reviewing
orientation steering committee, class councils, and SAFC. So, did you get that in the notes? No, you're not taking it? No. Okay. Is there a recording? Is there? Yeah.
Yes, that's recording.
Okay, great. So, then let the minutes reflect that. Okay. No. So,
no, I know you have paper bites, is that right?
Point of information. Who could be in here for executive session? Only voting members of the student assembly and or
yeah, so members of the public, if you could please leave the meeting, thank you for coming. Okay, so we're gonna adjourn the meeting, which means now we're in executive session. Thank you for coming, guys. I just remember what I got. Oh,
is this still recording us? Right, so this is recording.
Pause it.